Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Slacker and Steve.
We have a couple different restaurant stories we have to get to, mm-hmm. and one of them has me angrier than it should.
Yeah, you're really... Yes.
How do they write that off?
Yeah, it's crazy.
If you're you've been a server in your life, Amber.
Yeah.
If you gave somebody accidentally a $2,000 bottle of wine, would the restaurant eat that, or would they force you to eat that?
That's a good question.
That's a really good question.
Because like when somebody skipped out on their tab, was that on you because you let them get out?
It wasn't at first. Oof. And then they implemented the rule where you have to take a credit card and swipe it, make sure it goes through. So if at the beginning of the meal to like hold the tab, like they do at a bar.
Yeah.
Because we got so many walkouts because it was like a bar restaurant. So I don't know in this case. I mean, that's
it's
a really big mistake.
It's a huge mistake. This couple goes into a restaurant and orders an $18 bottle of Pinot Noir.
Yummy.
Womp womp.
Okay, just in a restaurant, if that bottle's 18 bucks.
Oh, usually the markup's
like
100%.
Nothing.
Well, the markup's about 300% in restaurants.
So an 18,
that's $9. That's a $7 bottle of wine.
Wow. Yeah.
That's a cruddy Oregon Pinot. Yeah, I said it. All the Oregon people are like, Oregon Pinot, roll that. They taste like raspberries. They suck.
It's a Western Slope Pinot.
It's a yes. Oh, God, yeah. No, it's Palisade.
Oh, gosh.
I'm sure the Palisade wineries that I speed past because I'm trying to get out of Colorado are fabulous. Come on. Has anybody had them? They're not good.
No.
Like the last time we went on a road trip, the winery was for sale.
Yeah, that's not a good sign.
Not a great sign at
no.
all. It's like, come by here, you can have the whole winery. It's like,
oof.
Anyway, so they thought they ordered like an $18 bottle of wine. They're drinking their $18 crappy Pinot, and they're joking like, oh my God, this tastes sublime, this is amazing. Because they're drinking a 1989 Chateau Lafite Mouton Rothschild, unbelievable, sick. Stop nodding like that. Why are you doing that?
Is that a good... Is
yeah,
that a
oh my God. I know you know that wine because you've said it before. It's the way... Amber, you've known Steve long enough to know that he has just enough knowledge about everything to come off as like we've gone to Napa before, and then he'll be like, ooh, it's got kind of a woody finish. It's pedantic on the front. And you're like, you don't know what any of that means.
But I sound like
you do. And I've heard you like slap down the Mouton before. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're right. That's a top shelf.
It's
87 was a little bit nicer, but 89.
Oh my God, you don't know what you're saying.
So it's that thing is that's a third. Whoa,
that's a
30-year-old bottle of wine, you guys.
Aged wine.
That is
a fine aged wine.
Mouton now, if you buy the most recent release, is going to set you back hundreds and hundreds of dollars.
Dang,
and it's like you add $100 every year you've laid it down. So that thing, it is a $2,000 bottle of wine.
For $18.
Meanwhile, on the other side of the restaurant, the couple who has $2,000 to drop on wine is sucking down raspberry flavored water from the mountains of Oregon.
Oops.
Okay. When you deliver a bottle, you always show the label and do a tasting. So multiple people had to overlook
drop
this.
The ball.
Yeah, that's true.
Like maybe the people with the $2,000 didn't realize what Mouton looked like. Maybe it was
you
their first
think
they were
they
lottery
would.
Winners or something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You would think they would know. well, from now on, I'm going to definitely be paying more attention, because when that happens, I'm always like, yeah, it's great. It's fine. It's lovely. I'm not going to change it. I'm going to be like, no, sir, this is not going to do for me, actually.
These guys got to keep it, though. Can't you go up to them and go,
hey,
all you have
they
is
had
one
already
glass.
Started.
But you can take it back.
That hurts.
They only want, they have an $18 budget and they're sucking
and
down.
And they were happy with that $18.
And I don't mean to be rude.
Oh, here we go.
You're about to be rude.
Right. It's like taking somebody who eats strip mall gas station sushi.
Okay.
To one of the nicer sushi restaurants in town and charging them gas station prices. It's wasted on them.
Oh, totally.
And I'm not saying that like I'm better, because there was a time in my life where I wish I could go back to that time in my life, because before you start learning about wine, I was happy with Concha y Toro for $3.99 a bottle.
Kendall Jackson for $15.
All day. Yeah. Apothic. Yeah. I drank it like it was water. And it was so good. And when you start to learn wine, if this couple would have been happy with an $18 bottle of Pinot.
You're right.
You don't even know what you're doing.
They had no...
You drive a Kia and somebody just handed you a McLaren.
Hey.
You don't. I know. I wanted that one to hit closer. But anyway, they gave another bottle of Mouton to the other company. So they're out a $2,000 bottle.
Oh,
that hurts.
The thing that sucks is you would have noticed.
Absolutely.
You would have taken the taster and you would have been like, this isn't what we ordered, but that'll do.
I would have planned.
You would have grabbed like three or four more bottles. I'll bring you some.
Yeah, no, just keep them coming. At $18 a pop, open two more right now.
Yes.
I would absolutely have done that. All right, so the other story in the news about restaurants... This confirms it. I don't know if it confirms it. It kind of blows a hole in a theory that I have. McDonald's apparently really does have broken ice cream machines.
Well, no.
Because it happens at the one in my neighborhood. It's the only thing we eat there.
Because your wife likes soft serve, not regular ice cream.
I can get the most decadent, with like Ben and Jerry's, or what's the one with the bunnies in it? And what's the one that you got?
Oh,
it's
no.
Like, where they shove so much crap in it.
Oh, yeah. It's jammed ice cream.
Oh.
It's just got so much crap in it.
It is.
It's, but she's like, I just like soft serve. I only like McDonald's soft serve. That's all. Pregnant, whatever. Like, you go to McDonald's. I don't know if anybody's experienced this. You pull up. It's a rat-faced 16-year-old. It's like, sorry, man. Machine's broken.
They're lying. They're full of crap.
Don't you think they're lying?
Because when I go to bars and I order my mudslides, they always, the blender's broken. What are the odds that the blender's always broken when I order a drink?
Okay. It's a little different.
It's a packed bar. I will. I will admit this. They are lying.
The bartenders are lying for sure.
McDonald's is lying too.
They're also trying to help you get some action later.
Why?
Right. Because it's like all these dudes with their whiskey on a big rock, and here comes Steve.
I'm taking you to that tiki bar. They have fun drinks, and no one looks weird at you. We're going.
Yep, we're going.
All right. Well, we want to know if you want to know where the broken things are. There's a website called McBroken, and we're starting a McBlender site.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice, and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.